The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good Monday morning to you. It is the first day of July. Wow. 3 days before the fireworks go off, huh? Yep. You got that right. Well, we made it through the first half of the year. You got to love it. By the way, for those of you that are interested in supporting us and continuing to support us, we have 10% off of Grown by Nature products this week. They ship for free. That's a decent deal, huh? And of course, you spend $300 and get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice, which automatically applies at checkout because they're drop shipped directly to you. So there you have that. And of course, the community tab on thepowerhour.com is for prayer requests, joining the forum, all that good stuff. You want social media, you want to check us out there. You can go to the respective websites, thepowerhour.com or thepowermall.com. Sign up for the newsletters. Follow us there. Look at the social media links. We got it all on there. So if you support the show on a regular basis, consider making a donation through ordering on the store at thepowermall.com. Or you can place an order donation calling directly 877-817-9829. You can shop with the Partners tab on thepowerhour.com by clicking the Partners tab, like U.S. Coin Capital. Fred Dushevsky, I anticipate, probably will be joining us soon to talk more about the economy and how you can protect yourself. He is at uscoincapital.com. He's one of our trusted partners, been in the business over 40 years. Guy's an expert. We hopefully have Andrew Riddle joining the show in the noon hour, talking about this last Supreme Court. Man, I'm telling you, they throw out the claims the Biden administration pressured social media companies to remove content. Yep, he's written a bunch of articles on it. We're going to bring him on to talk about this. This is the CEO of Liberation Technology Services. This is a company at the forefront of private cloud hosting industry. They're putting together their own cloud, getting off Google, because it's just too much censorship going on. And if you're not with a host, then this is a problem. I also wanted to brief you on the fact that there are some issues going on in the world. But first, I want to talk about what's going on here in America. We seem to have a problem with the fact that people don't believe that this Great Reset bunch and the U.S. government does not have nefarious intent to try to round up dissidents. And what are those dissidents? We have a clip I thought you might want to hear from Greg Reese. We'll go ahead and roll.
The United States operated Native American concentration camps in the 1830s that went on for decades and later evolved into reservations. During World War II, the U.S. imprisoned Japanese Americans. About 1,000 indigenous Aleuts of Alaska were forced into camps as their homes were burned to the ground so that invading Japanese forces could not use them. After the war, the United States seized Okinawan homes and burned them to the ground to make way for military bases, forcing 300,000 civilians into concentration camps, and deliberately starved about 1 million Germans to death in prison camps. The Subversive Activities Control Act of 1950 led to the construction of concentration camps meant to hold American dissidents. In 1961, the U.S. forced 8 million South Vietnamese civilians into prison camps to deprive the Viet Cong of any potential support. Starting back in the late 90s, Alex Jones has been releasing films warning that people are being conditioned to accept seeing their neighbors rounded up and thrown in prison camps, such as the WTO protests, where hundreds of protesters were arrested and thrown into jail. The 2004 Republican National Convention, where over 1,000 protesters were arrested and sent to a makeshift prison. And in Katrina, where police went door to door confiscating guns.
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You said guns will be taken.
Yeah, no one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
You see, for over 20 years, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been building and constructing, maintaining concentration camps as well as the personnel to incarcerate literally tens of millions of Americans. It seems now, with some of the latest developments, they are attempting in a psychological warfare program to condition and control the populace so the populace will actually believe that all of this is needed to maintain the public safety.
As we in the research community say, this is a psyops. They're preparing people for what is coming, not what is being presented today.
So you're saying they're preparing people to accept it with incrementalism?
That is correct. Like the old frog example. You know, you put the frog in the water and you just gradually continue to raise the heat on the water until the frog is cooked.
After 9/11 came the Patriot Act, and American citizens officially became potential enemies of the state. In 2006, President Bush amended the National Defense Authorization Act to grant the president power to declare martial law, and in 2007, signed Directive 51.
For the smallest of reasons, including, in the document's own text, any incident in the world, regardless of location, that affects population, infrastructure, environment, economy, or government functions, can trigger, at the president's will, total martial law.
During COVID, healthy people with no symptoms were arrested and locked in prison camps because they failed a fraudulent PCR test. And if they tried to escape, their fellow prisoners reported them.
The second she jumped over, we all freaked out because we just wanted to call, like, to let the wellness people know, let the police know.
In response to their 000 calls, she was picked up by the police within 15 minutes and fined $5,000.
Prison camps are being built all over the world, and they are for whoever the government sees as a threat to their agenda. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
So I thought you might like to know what other channels are saying as InfoWars may cease to exist, as it's in bankruptcy. So Greg Reese may need another place to report if InfoWars were to go away. Maybe we can get Greg Reese to report for us. You understand the gravity of all this. I hope so. Hurricane Beryl, I guess we call it Beryl. Roll out the barrel, right? Is strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane as it enters the Caribbean. This is the first hurricane to form during the 2024 hurricane season. It is now 250 miles southeast of Barbados in the Caribbean, 130 mile an hour winds, according to the National Hurricane Center. Hurricane warnings in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Tropical storm warning in effect for Martinique. Tropical storm issued for Dominica and Trinidad. Beryl's expected to pass just south of Barbados and then head into the Caribbean Sea as a major hurricane toward Jamaica. It's expected to weaken by midweek, but still remain a hurricane as it heads towards Mexico. Other forecasting models suggest Beryl could instead pass into the Gulf of Mexico between Cuba and Mexico before reaching the mainland U.S. Other models show the storm could hit Mexico before its remnants pass into parts of Texas. More models suggest the storm could pass through southern Mexico or other Central American countries before its remains reach the Pacific Ocean. Several U.S. military bases in Europe have put on heightened security alert. True or false? We don't know. Germany and Italy increased security alert over the weekend. Bases such as U.S. Army Garrison in Stuttgart, Germany, U.S. Army's Rheinland-Pfalz base, U.S. Army's Ramstein Air Base, among the bases were placed on a threat level Charlie. According to Stars and Stripes, this came after the U.S. European Command, which is headquartered in Stuttgart, issued an increased threat level to Charlie. It's one of the five security levels. Why? We don't know. They're talking about, you know, if it goes to Delta, now that indicates some form of terrorist action or targeting against personnel or facilities is likely. Now, why it did it? You know, U.S. officials said the current threat level hadn't been seen in the last 10 years. This, according to Communist News Network. Is true or false? Why'd they do it? They trying to fearmonger us? Feed that information to the mainstream media like Communist News Network? Chinese rocket crashed into a nearby mountain after an accidental launch. There's a video out there, too. If you access our email blast, and we post it right there on the website so you can get to it and watch that what goes up must come down situation. This was a space pioneer, Beijing Tianbing Technology, was attempting a ground test with their Tianlong 3 rocket when a structural failure caused it to separate from the launch pad. And, of course, it went up. It came down almost flat spin, ended up in a mountain nearby, about 0.9 miles away, crashed and blew up. No injuries reported. France. Well, they're in the middle of elections right now. It started yesterday. The first round of parliamentary elections that could see a change in leadership and a win for France's nationalist parties. Many French voters do not like Macron. They want him gone. They want his party gone. French voters propelled the nationalist national rally to a strong lead in the first round legislative elections. According to projections, it looks like Marine Le Pen's national rally could actually take control and be in the majority. That's what's happening in France right now. July 7 is when the elections, the second of the two rounds, will wrap up. German diplomat is saying, and we're talking about the German diplomat, Director General for Foreign Affairs, Thomas Bagger. State Secretary of the German Foreign Ministry stating Germany's position on China based on its tripartite approach as a partner, competitor, and systemic rival has now shifted to rival. So Germany is changing its entire approach to how it views the Chinese regime, focusing on de-risking and reducing dependence on Beijing, particularly after COVID. This includes reducing reliance on China for medical equipment, basic medical supplies, raw materials for technology, all that good stuff. Now we move into U.S. politics. Oh, it's the hits just keep on coming, folks. The Supreme Court this morning, everybody was sitting there with bated breath about what happens with Trump's immunity. It is a landmark decision. The court ruled 6-3. Now, who do you think was in the three? Of course, all of the Democrat justices. Sotomayor, Brown Jackson, Elena Kagan, Justice Jackson issued a dissent. All the rest of the conservative justices were part of the six. It basically said that under our constitutional structure of separated powers, the nature of presidential power entitles a former president to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority, and he is entitled to at least presumptive immunity from prosecution for all his official acts. There is no immunity for unofficial acts. So now that's going to get sent back down to D.C. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, who rejected the idea that presidents enjoyed immunity from criminal prosecution, as did the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. Hey, remember, what happens in the gulag stays in the gulag, right? Almost like Vegas, huh? Today's decision remands the case back down to the district court in Tanya Chutkan for further consideration. Now, what does this mean? Does it mean Trump's going to have an easier time of a trial? We don't know. We'll see. Steve Bannon, on the other hand, boy, you want to talk about a great way to cancel a podcast. It is what it is. We are not a podcast. We are a radio show. Despite what you may see, hear, or read, we are not a podcast. We are a live radio broadcast, subjective under the FCC. We cannot cuss like podcasters can and say all sorts of expletives because it's only going over the internet. Now, do we archive our things on the internet? Yes, but that's not a podcast. Only if we were delivering any of this on the internet would it be a podcast. Let's get that straight. Look up the definition if you don't believe me. Well, Bannon, what a great way to cancel his war room. He's got to report to the D.C. gulag today to begin a four-month sentence. And he's going in. Peter Navarro's coming out. He reported to prison in March after being given a four-month sentence, and he's going to be out this month. I can say this month now because it is July. All because of the fact that neither one of those two wanted to show up in front of the J6 committee. If I had a congressional subpoena, you know, if both of them, and see, Bannon's got to go to, they're saying, at a low-security federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. Yeah, okay. We thought it was a D.C. gulag. We're just making light of this whole thing. He's expected to serve his time, but nobody knows yet because he hasn't showed up. There's nothing confirmed yet about where he's supposed to go. See, all these charges got brought in the D.C. circuit. Why would they send him to Danbury? See, this is the way it is, because you get Reuters and the mainstream media that don't know their you-know-what from a hole in the ground, and they're just jumping at every single thing, like the Communist News Network. Yep, CNN had its moment of glory. Trump-Biden debate raked in 51 million TV viewers across the networks, 30 million more online. That's 81 million people who saw the debate and watched, you know, let's get ready to mumble Joe Biden. Boy, see, Robert Hur came out the winner of that. Joe Biden actually beat Joe Biden in the debate. And everybody's freaking out. But guess what? Here's a real problem. It's Jill Biden. Talk about elder abuse. I mean, that's criminal what she's doing, going over there condescending, talking to him like a two-year-old. Oh, Joe, you answered all their questions. No, he didn't. And who do you think is pushing him to continue to run when the Democrats want him gone? Jill Biden. Who's committing elder abuse in my book? Jill Biden. You should have seen her on the microphone, man. She was mad. She wants Joe to stay in the race. Why? Because he can be manipulated. That's why she wants him in. Oh, he's just sundowning. Don't worry about it. Yeah, family oligarchy's going to decide. Now, isn't that elder abuse? How could you put somebody up there and make them do all these things? She had to help Biden off the stairs after the debate. He couldn't even step down a 6-inch step. Anybody watching this thing would have seen it. And then to think that Biden lied, claiming no soldiers died under his watch. A Gold Star mom, you know, one of the ones that lost their son, one of the 13 service members during the botched Afghanistan withdrawal. Oh, yeah. She's calling Biden out. Said time for leadership change. Remember? That little retard Dondo sat there every time they unloaded a casket off the plane and looked at his watch. Oh, he's just sundowning, Jill says. Don't worry about that. Well, family oligarchy will control all of this. Meanwhile, you got the White House aides admit Biden is only dependably engaged between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. How the hell did he manage through the debate? And they're going to do this again. Provided that what's-his-face up in New York doesn't, Merchan doesn't sentence Trump to jail time. Because if he does, you are going to see the proverbial caca hit the fan. I predict that. Things will not be pretty if he puts Trump in jail. I don't care how long. That really, you talk about election interference then, because he won't be able to make the second debate, and then Biden will get up there and mumble in front of ABC News moderators worse than his debate performance in front of the Communist News Network. That was really funny. They had an AI roaming over the internet. AI produced the CNN commentators, Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. And all of a sudden, you know, Tapper starts asking a question. The next thing you know, you see Tapper getting tackled and beat on by Trump in the AI video. Just comes right over the top of the desk and jumps on him and starts pounding him. Yeah, you got to love what's going on right now. See, people realize this for what it is, even AI. But see, you can make AI say what you want it to. And then it goes viral. See how the internet works? Yeah, like they can stop that. I don't know. It depends on where you put it, I guess. The federal government is going to pause student loan payments again and interest for 3 million borrowers. Gee, you think they're trying to buy votes? Wow. They have this income-driven repayment program dubbed SAVE, S-A-V-E. Huh. 3 million borrowers eligible for the pause are enrolled in that program and have a monthly payment that is more than $0 a month, according to the DOE. But worthless bunch of fools. Don't they understand that the banks are the ones that these loans are securitized and that somebody has to pay these investors who put their money into these student loans? We're talking about a quadrillion at least in investor money, or whatever you want to call their fiat currency, lying wait in the secondary markets. Illegal immigrants have been barred from sleeping overnight in Boston's Logan Airport. Oh, yeah. Massachusetts authorities have announced people can't do that anymore, where some 100 illegal immigrants have been staying in what amounts to a makeshift shelter. Massachusetts Gov. Maura Healey, used to be the AG, made the announcement in a press release, which she said that a team of state officials had been dispatched to the southern border to notify border officials and NGOs that Massachusetts has run out of shelter space. Well, la-di-da. So sorry about that, Maura. Illegal immigrants and homeless U.S. citizens will be barred from staying overnight at Logan starting July 9th. Oh, we even have a date. Those who've been sleeping overnight at the airport and were on an emergency shelter wait list are going to be offered accommodation at a former minimum security correctional facility in Norfolk, per the release. Wow. The Bay State Correctional Center. Hi, and welcome to your new digs. Wow. Can you imagine that? What did Greg Reese just say? We were talking about taking people and putting them into prisons. How? Oh, now they're doing it to immigrants. Boy, that... roll out the red carpet, buddy. You see how crazy our government is? Now they want to do it to American dissidents, too. Hey, you just wait till these dissidents find out. You got to take the jab. I think that it's, you know, vote first, then we'll give you the jab. Keep Biden in office, then we'll give you the jab. We'll force you to, we'll mandate it, and you'll have to take the jab, and we'll kill all of you. Hey, you did everything that we thought you would do, and that's vote for Biden. And now we're going to give you the jab and we're going to murder all of you. So y'all go bye-bye. Because we're done with you. You've already served your purpose here in America. Yeah, we made you citizens. We gave you voting rights. You voted Biden back in. We cheated in the elections. Everybody knew we were going to do it. And we did it anyway. Because they're not going to do anything. They're too nicey-nice. Oh my God, they don't want to go to prison for protesting and saying that it was a fraud. No, they're spineless wimps. See, that's what our government thinks. They really do believe they're going to get away with this again. Isn't that amazing? Now, for those of you out that are so worried, if you're worried about situations involving your utility bills, The Better Business Bureau is warning that scammers now have resorted to impersonating utility company representatives to defraud people by threatening the deactivation of service. Oh, yeah. They show up at your door, have some sort of credentials. Oh, yeah, well, we need to check your meter. You need to pay us or we're going to have to pull your meter. You need to make an overdue payment within the hour or we're going to, you know, they're making phone calls too. They happen any time of year, but typically pop up during extreme cold or heat events. So since the heat is here, they need their air conditioning. And of course, to the Better Business Bureau, this is what they're going to do. Fake representative may visit a home wearing a lookalike uniform and claim the electric meter isn't working properly and should immediately be replaced. Scammers seek entry to homes to perform repairs or energy audits, but with the intent to steal valuables and siphon off personally identifiable information that they can glean off your computer that happens to be out in plain sight. Offering energy discounts is another tactic they try to screw you. Criminals may attempt to access the homeowner's electricity account information to switch the service to another utility provider without consent in an illegal practice called slamming. And if you didn't know about that, you need to. Famed investor Warren Buffett. If you're French, what do you say? Buffet? Huh. He plans for $130 billion fortune in his will, 93-year-old founder Berkshire Hathaway said. Charting a charitable course for this $130 billion fortune, but guess who's not going to get any of it? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as four other foundations associated with his family. Yep, said the Gates Foundation has no money coming after my death. What about before, Warren? Huh. But they said after he dies, the kids are in charge. Howard, Susan, and Peter Buffett, they're going to manage the trust. All three are going to have to be made in, they're going to have to be in agreement before anything is donated to anybody. Costco, are you ready for this? They're planning on building an 800-unit apartment complex in South Los Angeles. Wow. Mixed use. Yeah. You know, like a 15-minute city? Yeah. Yeah. Partnership with Baldwin Village. Yeah, Baldwin Village. Thrive Living and Architects AO. Still in the permitting stage. No word on when the ground will be broken. The planning and land use system in California and in L.A. is a Rube Goldberg machine, housing activist Joe Cohen told SFGate. And this project is seeing that machine laid bare. Mixed-use complex would rise on a vacant five-acre lot that was previously home to a hospital. The plans include a gym, multi-purpose spaces, gardens, a rooftop pool, landscaping, and a large parking lot. According to Cohen, who calls it Costco Prison, the complex is a bunch of small units along with these long hallways with a massive recreation center as an amenity space. Wow. Hey, pretty soon they'll start putting in restaurants and shopping malls. You wait, it'll turn out just like the Domain in Austin. What, you never been there? Really? John Deere, by the way. Yep, John Deere Green is planning on executing big layoffs in two states. They announced it over the weekend. 610 staffers are going to be without a job at the end of August. That would be East Moline, Illinois, and Davenport, Iowa. Yep. So what's happening? Where are they moving all this to? Well, of course. Oh, Mexico. Yep. They're going to move everything down there, all those skid steer loaders and everything by the end of 2026, according to the report. We'll be back with health news and more things that concern you after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. here, Central Time, where we are on this Monday, July 1st, 2024. Half the year's over already, and here we go. with more good stuff that affects you. I mean, this might as well be economical in nature, even though it falls under the health category. The FDA has announced recalls of two potassium chloride drugs. These are prescription medications due to the failed dissolution of both products. In other words, these extended-release 750 milligram potassium chloride capsules, which are prescription only, because the capsules may cause high potassium levels, known as hyperkalemia. The condition can cause an irregular heartbeat that can lead to cardiac arrest. Yep, this is Glenmark Pharmaceuticals, 114 batches recalled. Second company, American Health Packaging, on behalf of Blue Point Labs, announced a recall of 21 batches of 750 milligram potassium chloride extended release prescription capsules for the same reason. These tablets are used to treat patients who have low potassium, known as hypokalemia. The continued use of these recalled drugs can cause reasonable probability of developing hyperkalemia that may lead to a range of severity of adverse events from being asymptomatic to more severe potential life-threatening adverse events of hyperkalemia, such as cardiac arrhythmias, severe muscle weakness, and death, according to the notices. Pay attention there. Hope you were. Drug prices, as long as we're talking about drugs, rose nearly 40% over the last decade, surpassing the inflation rate, according to GoodRx. That's GoodRx, right? Yeah, they've been scoping all this out, according to data they've taken in from various sources. A price tracker say that drug prices between 2014 and May of this year have gone up by 37%, more than the 34.27% overall inflation during the same period. One in four Americans, according to the study, have at least one drug prescribed that their insurance policy does not cover. When they are forced to pay for medication, it worsens their financial situation and stress. Many Americans had a prescription that was sent to the pharmacy but not filled. The most common reason being too expensive. Yeah, I'm just waiting for. Survey says, yeah. Too expensive. High cost of medications can force people to make difficult choices between prioritizing their health and managing other essential expenses. Well, duh. Don't you think we all know that already? Why do you think people shop at the Power Mall? Because they don't want to have to depend on Big Pharma. That's what this is all about. Survey found 23% of Americans spent more than $50 on prescriptions per month, with almost 10% of those spending more than $100 a month. Wow. Imagine how that works. And these people are all convinced that these are necessary. They want to continue to sit on the couch and drink their beer and drink their diet sodas and eat all that ultra-processed food. Give me another bag of Cheetos. Yep. You betcha. That's what they want them to do. Get fat, get overweight, get obese, get diabetes, get all the... They don't want you to eat good stuff. Why is that? They just don't. Eight types of veggies. We have some suggestion here. The OptiVita Complete Essentials. They contain the vegetables mentioned above, which are cruciferous vegetables, onions and garlic, dark leafy greens, sweet potatoes, purple corn, microgreens, peppers, mushrooms, chayote, avocado, carrots, tomatoes, and edamame. Yep. Guess what? Some of these have turmeric in them, which is anti-inflammatory, and flaxseed, That's part of OptiVita Complete Essentials. It's fiber, helps to decrease inflammation. OptiVita Complete Essentials. OptiVita Sugar to Fiber. Sugar causes inflammation in the body. The fiber decreases it. What does sugar to fiber do? It converts the sugar into fiber, provided you take it when you're supposed to. Read the directions. Curcumin X4000. No, it's not Pennsylvania 6-5000. No, it's Curcumin X4000. Supports the body's normal inflammatory response. Hopefully you're sucking up on this stuff. That's why we have it at the Power Mall. Because we don't want you to have to depend on these expensive medications to get you by. All right. In science and technology, Elon Musk's SpaceX has won. Are you ready for this? I didn't even know they were going to do this. They're going to take down the International Space Station. Believe it or not. Yeah, all of those of you watching it through your little smartphones, you know, you got that app that takes you up there so you can see all the stars and the constellations and you can see the ISS. Well, NASA has given Elon Musk $843 million contract to design and build a spacecraft that will safely guide the ISS back to Earth at the end of its operational life. Yep, we're talking about 2030 if you are around 6 years from now to see this. Should be interesting. They want to basically plunk it down in the ocean somewhere. Controlled, of course. All right. 12 employees at the Red Rocks Theater, the amphitheater. Remember that one? They all claim they spotted a three-story unidentified flying object shortly after country music star Ian Munsick took the stage. They were cleaning up the grounds about 1 a.m. And, of course, they claimed they spotted a dark metallic disc in the sky. One of the employees who chose to remain anonymous, one of our coworkers suddenly said to us, "Hey, what's that over there? It looks like a spaceship up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane." Oh, my. The tipster claimed the mysterious flying object hovered above the treetops around the Golden, Colorado venue for less than a minute before it disappeared into thin air. Oh, sorry. Show's over. Nothing to see. Leslie Nielsen out there, the building's burning, telling the media, nothing to see. New York Post reported there have been 3,320 UFO sightings reported in the state of Colorado alone. This makes it the 12th ranking spot for states with the most sightings. Still uncertain what specifically the witness saw in the sky that evening. Oh, my. See how they're doing this? All right, moving on to the phones. Kevin in Ohio. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon, your time.
Hey, good afternoon. did you happen to see a news release by Tractor Supply 4 days ago?
Oh, yeah, I reported on it. It was in our email blast, but, you know, I didn't have a chance to get to it because I already told everybody a long time ago that they're woke. And what happened was is they got a Bud Light pulled on them. They got boycotted. I didn't even go shop there. Because I have a Tractor Supply. I shouldn't even bring that up. I have an account there with them. I'm one of their preferred neighborhood customers. And I said, nope, we're not buying anything from them until they stop this nonsense. Well, they have canned all this now. They're not going to do it anymore. They've realized the error of their ways. But here's the thing. And I reported this on our email blast last week. They were sharing data with an LGBTQ outfit. You knew that, right, Kevin? What data were they sharing? What data were they sharing? A credit card information? What? What were they sharing? That's what I want to know. I wonder if I should go to my local Tractor Supply and start screaming.
I think it's a real step forward. I mean, no more submitting data to the human rights campaign.
Yeah, that's it.
No more monitoring and networking support to business. Further focus on rural America, welfare, veteran causes, being a good neighbor. No business activities like pride festivals or voting campaigns. No DEI roles. Retire them. Withdraw carbon emission goals. Focus on land and water conservation. And they have 50,000 people. employed, and they've been around for 85 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Why the sudden change? Why all of a sudden, Kevin, did they have to turn around and act like that? Somebody got in somebody's head up at corporate and said, oh, no, you need to do this or you're not going. Well, they just found out what a majority of rural America who shops there thinks about that. And that's why they got boycotted and they immediately saw their sales drop. I would imagine that's exactly what happened because I didn't buy a damn thing from them after that went public.
I didn't even know that was going on, Dave. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, about a boycott or anything.
Yeah. Oh, it went big time. It went full tilt boogie on those folks.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, thanks,
they figured
Dave.
That out. I appreciate that, sir. They got a real dose of Bud Light right there in their face. In your face. God love it. Anything else going on in Ohio these days? Guess not. Brady in Arizona, what say you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. He was just talking about his subject. I don't really like to bring this up because, you know, when just like you were saying, those people in Colorado after that concert saw a UFO, you kind of laugh it off and you kind of think the people are crazy. But after you see a UFO, have you ever seen a UFO, Dave?
No, but my wife has. And I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that she did not see this. I'm never going to dispute that. And it's not because I love her and I value my marriage. It's that I just know that if she saw one, she saw it. And when she tried to tell her parents, or what do you think her parents did? You know what you're looking at. You see, that's what happens. All the doubting Thomases out there say that very same thing. They don't believe you.
They don't believe you, you know, and going back into the in the 1970s, I was a young kid, and in the 80s, and in the 90s, and the 2000s, all the way through those years, I've seen numerous UFOs, and I was a bartender for many years there, and I would tell them stories, and they'd say, you're the craziest bartender, you know, that we've ever seen, you know, they didn't believe a word I was saying from none of that stuff, But when you see, I lived on a lake up on the Canadian border there for many years, and my first wife, when we were coming into the yard, it was about 30 below, and the northern lights were out one night, and I kept telling her, I said, I'm seeing UFOs above the house by the lake there, and she's like, oh my God, you're drinking way too much again, you got to put that whiskey away, and so we come home one night, and it's 30 below, pull into the yard, and I go, well, there it is right there. There's an orange one hovering right there above the house. And she said, nah, that's the light from the hospital over across the lake, you see. Well, she got out of the truck, and the thing went and hovered right above her. I'd never seen anybody run so fast in my life screaming.
And I wasn't too far behind her,
but you know, that's just one instance. And then when you see a UFO... When you see a UFO go into, when you're sitting there, you're looking at somebody on the edge of the lake, and you see a UFO just automatically appear there by the lake and then go into the water, you know. And now you tell people you saw a UFO go into the water in the early 1970s or 80s. Wow, you're really crazy.
Yeah.
So, but this is the stuff the government's been covering up, just like all the experiments in Antarctica. With the Nazis that went to Antarctica after World War II. They had been using the Germans. The Germans have been working with alien technology for over almost 100 years now. So don't dismiss UFOs and kind of laugh it up.
I'm not dismissing UFOs. I really do believe that they exist. I thought it was going to have a better ending, like your wife got taken. You know, I mean...
Too bad she didn't. Jeez. Too bad she didn't.
That made a believer out of her, though, didn't it, Brady? Didn't it? Made a believer out of her, didn't it?
No, it scared her. I never seen somebody. She cowered in the corner, and the funny thing is, I opened up the screen. I had the curtains drawn. I opened up, and I put my gun scope. I had my hunting rifle, and I put the scope on you, trying to see it in the. like into the scope, and it was like a blinding light shot at me. It almost blinded me. It was like a flash. And those things are so intelligent. They know exactly what you're doing. The mental telepathy that they've been using for years. And then, again, your government wants to tell you that our Earth is spinning and we're orbiting the sun and we go into outer space.
Okay. Now we're reaching into the far crevices of the universe there, Brady. I appreciate your call. Wow. I was just waiting for the knock at the door and, hey, honey, they want to come in. The spaceship just landed and they're out there. Folks, we don't know whether it's, I really do believe that they saw what they saw. I really do. I think that we have been visited. I also believe the government's been playing with this stuff. I think that Area 51 is legitimate and what's there is there, and that they're hiding things from us because they don't want to start what? War of the Worlds type panic. That's why they're doing what they're doing. Now, the things that we do see that we sometimes doubt, one of them is under surveillance state that scientists are at it again. They are tracking the spread of bird flu and becoming increasingly concerned that gaps in surveillance may keep them several steps behind a new pandemic. And who put the word out? Reuters. Interviews with more than a dozen leading disease experts about H5N1, avian flu, a new subtype. The spread of virus to 129 dairy herds in 12 U.S. states signals a change that could bring it closer to becoming a transmissible thing between humans. Well, how do you think that happened? Yeah, it's called gain-of-function research. Alpacas to house cats, they say, infections have been found in. The earlier the warning of a jump to humans, the sooner global health officials can take steps to protect people by launching vaccine development, wide-scale testing, and containment measures. Gee, it makes you wonder, that story that Greg Reese reported on about all those camps. Said containment measures. Hey, this came right out of the mouth of the news media. Federal surveillance of U.S. dairy cows is currently limited to testing herds before they cross state lines. State testing efforts are inconsistent. While testing of people exposed to sick cattle is scant, government health officials and pandemic flu experts told Reuters. Well, of course they told Reuters. They don't want to tell somebody like the Epoch Times. They don't want to tell somebody that's actually got a brain that can look at this and go, oh, here we go again. You know, now we're looking at dairy herds and, you know, we got to kill off our food supply because we don't want people getting H5N1 avian flu. So now we got to sit there and start ramping up the psyops and start scaring people. See how it works? Now you watch. It'll come out again. It said, launching vaccine development. What does that tell you? They're going to start making another mRNA kind of jab, and they're going to come out and tell you the same thing, that if you don't want to get H5N1, you need to get a mask, stand 6 feet apart, stand on your head, touch your nose, jump off a bridge. The only way it's going to cure H5N1 is to jump off the Sunshine Skyway in New York, that bridge, because you're guaranteed when you hit that pavement, it's going to be concrete when you hit the water. That's just like hitting the pavement. See, how many stupid people do we have out there that are going to believe this nonsense? Well, apparently 220 million of them did before. Stupid is as stupid does, according to Forrest Gump. Dave in New York. Good morning, sir. Good afternoon. Your time. Definitely.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, you know, before I get into one thing, did you mention one time that, you know what an endoscopy is, where they
go down into your throat? Had it done many times.
And you said that, yeah, and you said something about being a poster boy for that because you found out something.
RFA.
Can you name those? Was one of them omeprazole, or what was the name of those two things?
Omeprazole, pantoprazole. And the pantoprazole is 80 milligram, The omeprazole is 40 milligram, and they usually give this to people that have Barrett's esophagus. And basically what that is at the bottom of the cardiac sphincter, where the esophagus meets the stomach. That's called the cardiac sphincter. And there's a lot of sphincters, not just the one you're thinking about, you know, that Biden represents. The cardiac sphincter, basically because of either a hiatal hernia or backwash from acids in the stomach, go up and they wash up against the base of the cardiac sphincter and penetrate into the cardiac sphincter, into the esophagus. And that causes the cells there to react. And what they're doing, because they don't like that acid, is they're building intestinal tissue. We don't want them building intestinal tissue. We want them building esophageal tissue. So in order to get rid of that, because it becomes what we call non-dysplasic, and that non-dysplasic tissue turns kind of purplish, and you have to catch it before it turns dysplasic, because that leads to esophageal cancer, and that will kill you within 6 months. So it's called radiofrequency ablation. Had it done. Had about 60 blasts of this cannula with a laser. It's basically a heat lamp type of thing. And they flash it about 60 times, and they burned off about 2 centimeters of that tissue. And it basically sloughs off, and you're back to normal. And you don't have it anymore.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Okay, relative of mine is omeprazole. And they've had it for over 6 months and are still here. So, you know, I wanted to get into a little bit of the UFO thing.
I wish we could, but we're out of time. We're at the break, Dave. I appreciate it. We may dial some people up at the bottom of the hour. We can talk about it later. In the meantime, these important messages, and then we're going to try to reach out to Andrew Widoff. Stay with us.
There's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.